Racer 28, Annika Anderson, is on course.
For decades, racers have gathered on slopes like Gary's at Cannon Mountain, but some have had their eyes on state-owned Mittersill. John DeVivo is the general manager at Cannon.
Well, Franconia Ski Club for a long time has wanted to move its training operations. They've really wanted to be off of the main mountain and really out of everybody's way. And no surprise, the general public has wanted that equally.
And now, there's an effort underway to make two trails at Mittersill into first-class racing facilities that could host national competitions. But that takes money.
It's 100% funded privately through the Franconia Ski Club.
That's Rich Smith. He's a director with the nonprofit Franconia Ski Club. The club's trying to raise about $4 million for improvements. They include widening two trails, adding snowmaking equipment, and a rope tow. That makes this one of the state's largest private public projects. For recreational skiers, the good news is they'll no longer have to share part of Cannon Mountain with racers. And those recreational skiers will still be able to use Mittersill, including the two trails being improved for racing. The centerpiece, says John DeVivo, is Barron's Run.
Barron's Run, 50 meters wide, 5,000 feet in length, truly a world-class ski trail.
And in the east, we just don't have that many of those big mountain type of venues.
Eric Harlow is an official with the United States Ski and Snowboard Association. He says reports that the U.S. ski team is eyeing Mittersill as a place to train are wrong, but he says it will be a terrific spot for elite junior racers.
So we'll bring the best kids in the region together from all over the region to ski on a really tough hill and a great venue that will prepare them for tougher venues across the country and in some cases across the world.
But under the plan, Mittersill will never be overrun with racers. Terms of the agreement between Cannon and the Franconia Ski Club limit racers to 10% of Barron's Run at any given time. They would have more access to the other trail, Taft, the whole thing half the time, or constantly if using half its width. In exchange for paying for the improvements, the racers can use the facility for 20 years with the option to renew for a shorter period. The Franconia Ski Club may also build a clubhouse at the base of Mittersill. And the state will take over the costs, including operating the tow rope and snowmaking equipment. DeVivo figures that could add about 10% to Cannon's budget, but he predicts income from more skiers will offset that.
We think it'll be a wash at worst.
There have been some complaints about cutting down trees to widen the trails, but DeVivo says the trails are no wider than in 1989 when the state bought Mittersill.
As part of our original agreement with White Mountain National Forest and with Audubon Society and with Fish and Game, can't exceed the 1989 footprint.
DeVivo says widening the Taft Trail will mean a reduction in the amount of glade skiing at Mittersill, but he plans to offset that by trimming and thus opening up some other areas for skiing among the trees.
Time for bib number 117.
But the changes at Mittersill hold the most promise for ski racers. The Franconia Ski Club says once the changes are complete, Mittersill could host national races, including junior championships, which are 3 to 5 day events. There could also be multi-day training camps. All hold the promise of boosting the local economy. In the meantime, though, the ski club needs to raise that $4 million. According to the club, which is working with the Holderness School, they're already halfway there. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.